So we're building a PV array that's got 34,000 solar cells, and it's going to produce 10 megawatts of power. In the fullness of time, it's going to allow us to reduce our carbon emissions by about 15% on our site. We need about 11 megawatts of power. This solar array, at 15% of our power needs, will reduce our carbon emissions by about 12,000 tonnes of CO2.
Is this why you've done it? Is it purely to be the good corporate greenhouse savvy citizen?
Look, there's a number of reasons. I think fundamental for us is when people talk to us about this project 2 years ago, we liked the idea that we could lower our energy costs for the long term, but also the fact that we had a chance here to reduce our emissions. In remote Australia, there are lots and lots of diesel power stations being used in mines and agriculture. This is the first time that someone's tried to integrate a diesel power station with a PV plant. So this is leading-edge technology. But I think importantly for us, we saw it as an opportunity to reduce that amount of diesel fuel that we use a year. You know, we use 30 million litres of diesel a year. So a reduction in that is a significant reduction in carbon emissions. And not only that, but also the trucks that have to travel from Perth up to our mine site delivering diesel. So there's a lot of spin-off benefits. You know, this project's $40 million. Over half of the expenditure is happening in Australia through suppliers and equipment and labour. So all up, there's a whole range of community involvement in this project.
You mentioned there that it's a hybrid system. How do you integrate the solar PV with the existing diesel powers?
So during the day, we will try to take as much solar power as we possibly can and reduce our diesel power generation. And then as the sun goes down, the diesel power station will then ramp up and take over the duty during the night. And then obviously in the morning, the reverse happens. And the whole system is managed by, you know, typical modern technology. A lovely computer sits behind the scenes, managing the output of power coming out of the PV array, managing the power that we need in the mine and processing plant. And it'll balance out of the PV and the diesel power station to optimise our power usage.
The holy grail in renewable energy these days, of course, is storage battery and storage battery capacity. Are you utilising storage batteries at all, or is it just during the day you use this?
Given the amount of power we use, you know, 11 megawatts a day, we couldn't use battery storage over the night time. But we do in this system put in a 6 megawatt battery storage, and that allows us to just smooth the interface between the PV array and the diesel power station for clouds and things like that. At 6 megawatts, you know, that's over 400 batteries the size of a desktop computer. Whilst it's, you know, it can't provide a lot of power for us, it provides 15 minutes worth of power to smooth out the interface.
As I look at the photo here in front of me, your power will come 20% from the solar PV array, remaining power 80% from the diesel. But I've done a quick visual calculation. That solar panel array, the footprint looks at least 100 times as big as the diesel plant. Yeah, I can see you're nodding your head at me. How practical is that in other applications, or is it really only going to be suitable for remote locations?
Well, I think across Australia we've seen a movement of putting utility-scale solar arrays. So, you know, ARENA and other organisations have been supporting the development of 100-megawatt solar arrays, like the one recently opened at Nyngan. And yes, they do take a lot of land mass, but Australia, we have a lot of land in the remote area, good sunshine. So the opportunity to use renewables, in this case PV, to at least supplement your base load from diesel is just huge. I think the opportunities for this technology all the way through remote Australia is very high.
Has this been developed with extension in mind?
At the moment, the facility is 20 hectares, which will provide, you know, the 10 megawatts. Definitely the opportunities, if our requirements for power grew on the mine site, we could expand in what they call 2-megawatt modules. But at this stage, the amount of power is a good balance with our power needs for the rest of our mine life.
Mike, how much do you think the mining industry is taking into account the need to reduce its carbon emissions? I mean, what are the discussions you hear in boardrooms and just amongst yourselves?
Yeah, look, I've been in this industry for a long time now, and definitely the language in the last 10 years have changed. You know, even before we had the PV project here, we were running energy efficiency programs within our mine site, continually trying to reduce the amount of money that we're spending on creating energy. So that is very much a significant milestone and watershed change for our industry. And I think what this PV project will do will actually even motivate and stimulate people to really think outside the box, that renewables is an extra avenue that they could look at to reduce emissions.
Would this project have been possible without what is in effect subsidisation by the federal government through the ARENA program, through the Clean Energy Finance Corporation?
Yeah, so for this project to really kick off, ARENA has provided funding for the initial stage of the project, but as the mine life at DeGrussa extends, ARENA gets paid back. Clean Energy Finance Corporation provided money to the proponents, and that's in a normal commercial financial arrangement. So they've been able to provide easier finance for renewable projects that's hard to get off banks and other places like that. But having said that, as we've seen elsewhere around the world, as they build more and more solar projects, the costs are coming down. And as people see that we've been able to do this, I'm sure we'll see costs further reduce and almost get to the stage where you don't need that support to get going. But at the end of the day, all the money being provided gets returned through the payments that we make for our power.
Do not call it a subsidy.
That's right.
There's a bit of synergy here, isn't there? You're mining copper and gold, copper in particular, and gold to a small extent, but both indispensable when it comes to making renewable energy sources.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't know off the top of my head, but there's lots and lots of copper cabling throughout that 20 acres, 34,000 solar cells, and the large cable that then joins the whole facility back to our power station. So we have used a fair amount of Earth's raw materials to set up a facility that then uses the sun.